This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That is modern day American liberalism, progressive Democrat ideology. You just saw it on display from Jimmy Kimmel. You just saw it on display from The View. And what is really sad about this is, as these people have their downfall, they're taking the rest of us with them. That's what's so sad. That's what's so dangerous. That's why we try to stop it. But they seem to be all in. They want to drag us down to the depths to drown with them. And so here's Joe Biden. And you may have seen or heard about this. The other day, earlier this week, there was a woman who testified to Congress on the fentanyl crisis who lost two young sons to fentanyl overdoses. And so she gave an emotional testimony, trying to highlight the issues that we have with the open southern border. By the way, Border Patrol just had another massive fentanyl seizure. I mean, it's just crazy how much is coming in. And so she gave her emotional testimony to Congress, losing two kids to fentanyl. And it wasn't a political stance. She didn't make any political statements. She was there to testify on the fentanyl deaths from losing two sons to fentanyl. No political statements made, just, hey, this is what's happening. It's coming across the southern border. I lost two sons because of it. This is why we need to protect the border. And so Joe Biden, though, decides to make it political. But what's incredible, the incredible takeaway that I've noticed nobody's really pointing out, and that's why I'm going to cover it here, of what Joe Biden did, it wasn't just that he laughed at a mom who lost her two young sons to fentanyl. It's that they don't want to talk about the issue. So let me play the video and then explain the phenomenon here. Here's Biden laughing at a mother because two of her sons died from a fentanyl overdose in clip 16.
She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons.
She didn't say that.
Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Now, she didn't say Joe Biden killed her sons. That's just an outright lie. That's just an outright lie. But what did he say? He said the fentanyl came across the border when Trump was president. Okay. So what? So what? How is that an argument? Explain to me how that is an argument to keep the border open. Explain to me how that is an argument that fentanyl deaths aren't real and that fentanyl deaths aren't a problem. So because the one woman who lost two sons to fentanyl lost them in 2020, therefore the issue doesn't exist? Therefore the fentanyl deaths aren't real? Therefore her testimony doesn't count? What kind of logic is that? But, oh, they want to play whataboutism? What about Obama with the kids in cages? What about the kids in cages under Joe Biden? Oh, no, 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 only when Donald Trump has the kids in cages. Oh, you guys want to play that game? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to play that game, do you? So imagine that, though. Not only do they clearly not give a damn about the border being open and the crime increasing and the fentanyl deaths increasing, they deflect, blame Donald Trump, and therefore there's nothing to be done at the southern border. I mean, that is unbelievable. So because the witness testimony of a mom who lost two sons to a fentanyl death happened in 2020, therefore it's not an issue, and Joe Biden doesn't have to do anything about it, even though the issue is 100 times worse under Biden. and they just blame Trump. Folks, these people's brains are broke. They belong in mental institutions, and instead they're running the country. Now we have an open-air mental institution.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects. So you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I gotta tell you, I'd much rather listen to Josh Klinghoffer rip up a guitar like that and shred. I think we all would. Then discuss what we're about to discuss now here in the second hour. Boy, you thought the first hour was tough here. You're about to watch grown men do striptease shows for kids. How about a nice warm cup of pedophilia for you in hour two of the Alex Jones Show?
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Democrats. Let me start it with the news headline since we've been video centric here. Let's start with the news headlines before we get to the videos here. Okay, now I want to comment on another phenomenon. Shia Rychik is the creator of Libs of TikTok, and her attitude in response to the hate filled leftists that want her dead is perfect. And so here's one of these deranged leftists attacking Shia, and he puts out an article from Vice, because you have to understand, they want her dead, folks. They want to dox her. They want people to know where she lives. They want her to live in fear. This is what fascists do. This is what authoritarians do. This is what tyrants do. This is what Democrats do. So he puts out the statement, since Shia Rychik was outed as Libs of TikTok a year ago, her attacks on the LGBT community have increased. Now, attacking them is showing you their footage. So imagine that. Putting a mirror in front of somebody is attacking them now. Interesting. As a result, she's got millions of new followers, dined with Donald Trump, earned money on Substack, wrote a book, and now she's speaking at CPAC. She might even be speaking today. I think it's going on. But, and so then they publish these articles, and they dox her because they want her to live in fear. They want her to get attacked. They want her killed. And what's her response? LOL, go cry about it. Yes. This is exactly how it's done. This is exactly how it needs to be done. Folks, if you're at the grocery store and you're checking out, let's say you're a mom, you're at the grocery store, you're checking out, and your five-year-old son wants a king-size Snickers bar as you're walking through the checkout. And you say, no, little Johnny, you can't have a king-size Snickers bar. You'll spoil your dinner. And so little Johnny decides he's going to throw a temper tantrum, and he's threatening to throw all the candy on the ground and all this stuff. Well, what do in that moment? Do you give in to your child throwing a temper tantrum? Do you say, oh, okay, you're the boss, you're right, why don't you get the king-size Snickers? Or do you say, no, little Johnny, get in the car, we're going home. This is the attitude we have to have towards the American left. their children, their petulant children, they're throwing temper tantrums, they're mentally disturbed, deranged, and immature. And it's time to just discount everything they do, everything they say. And we've just got to move on without them, folks. They're not coming along for this. They're not. They want to drag us into the depths of hell. They want to drag us into the depths of tyranny. And we just have to say, no. No, thank you. We're going to move on. And when they call you a racist, and when they threaten to kill you, and when they dox you, and when they run all their smear campaigns and everything else, you just have to ignore it. And you just have to move right along. Right along. It's the only way to do this. You've got two ways to deal with a bully. Punch the bully in the mouth or ignore the bully. And so Shia Raychick decides she's going to ignore the bully. But why do they hate her so much? Because she shows them, she shows the world who they are. All she does is take their own videos and repost them. That's it. That's all she does. She reposts their own videos. And they want her dead for it. So I give big ups to Libs of TikTok, Shia Raychick. Very powerful. Keep going. Keep going. The more you anger them, the better you're doing. And the more you ignore them and keep going with your mission, the more their heads will explode. Now, this is wild. This is modern-day feminism, is men or women. I'd love to hear a feminist or a libtard explain this one. Big businesses like KitchenAid display hatred for women by hiring men in costume for ads. And so this is the new phenomenon. And actually, we do have a guys, let's go quickly here to clip 26. This is her, she, chocolate, not like you normally think, her, she, pronoun, chocolate. So for Women's History Month, I guess March is Women's History Month, but men are women now, so what is even a woman? And so here is your new her, she, chocolate ad for Women's History Month featuring a man in drag.
My name is Faye Johnstone. I'm the executive director of Wisdom to Action. We can create a world where everyone is able to live in public space as their honest and authentic selves.
You're pretending to be a woman.
See the future at Hershey's Canada.
You're pretending to be a woman promoting living as your honest self. You're living a lie, telling people not to live a lie. Incredible. But this is what they're doing now, is they're hiring men to promote feminine products, and they're hiring men for Women's History Month. But if men can be women, then what is women's history? If men can be women, then what is a woman's sports league? It's not. It's men now. Oh, I can't wait. I know it's going to happen eventually. And I'm going to dive right into this as soon as it happens. But I know someday I'll be out on the streets and some libtard will be offended at how I'm anti-woman or something, or I'm misogynist. And I'll say, well, really, what do you think about men pretending to be women? What do you think about men getting paid to promote feminine products? What do you think about men getting promoted for Women's History Month? How does that make you feel? Well, those are women. They identify as women. Oh, okay. Well, then I identify as a woman. Oh, checkmate, bitch. That's how it works, right? Or not? Are you pro-women, or can men be women? International Women's Day means a man pretending to be a woman. And then they take it next level with stuff like this. From Vice, is it possible to be straight and want to have sex with a guy? I'm a straight man, but I fancy my guy friend. What's happening? And you got to understand, this whole thing is really just weird, straight, liberal men, gay liberal men, just confusing their own sexuality. But really, the argument they're trying to make, and you see this popping up all over now, is that if you're a man and you won't have sex with a trans woman, then you're a homophobe or a transphobe. I don't really get it, but that's what they're really trying to say. So let me give you the gruesome details of what they're telling you. So you may not want to listen to this, but I'm just going to tell you, and I'm sorry to do this to you, but this is what it is. The liberals, the radical American left, believe that if a man slices up his penis and genitalia and then folds it into a wound, a self-inflicted hole in their body, literally chopping up, slicing up their penis and turning it into a hole in their body, and if you don't want to have sex with that as a man, you're a transphobe. Let me make something perfectly clear. If you're a man that doesn't want to stick your penis in another man's chopped up, diced up penis hole, that does not make you a transphobe or a homophobe or anything else. Quite frankly, that makes you sane.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With my diced up penis hole shoved into my body, you bigot.
It's ma'am.
Is that a little too much? I mean, that's what it is.
Okay. These people want to sexualize and pervert your children. It's the American left. And what's amazing about it is they deny they're doing it, and then they do it. They go, oh, we're not doing that. We're not grooming children. By the way, Drag Queen Stripper Time for Kids starts at 2 in the library. See you there. We're not grooming your kids. By the way, here's a book they can read teaching them about blowjobs. Yeah. We're not grooming your kids. Visiting the children's library today at noon will be Gay Rainbow Bucky Monkey Butt. And we'll be teaching them how to use dildos. But we're not grooming your children. That all goes on, by the way. Everything I just said goes on. Here's the latest. The video is at Infowars.com. In fact, I may even have it on my list here. I've got so many of these videos. We'll play this video, too. 11-year-old confronts officials by reading shocking gay porn book found in school library. It's another day, and there is another case of graphic gay pornography being found inside a school library. But this time, it isn't one of the parents exposing it. Rather, one of the school children read aloud extracts of the book to shocked board officials. This doesn't exist. It's not real. And then you show it to them, and they say, how dare you, you bigot? Here's the video.
Hi, my name's Knox A. Jack. I'm 11 years old, and I go to Windham Middle School. I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library, and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. My back over my hips as I asked if we should take our clothes off. And he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my t-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a condom. We're kissing. Again, we're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired, or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first thing was kind of terrible because we didn't know what we were doing. But it was good too, so good, because we were a mess of emotions and we were scared and excited and everything felt new. So this sort of thing, this sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school, and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
Wow.
Oh, boy. So I'm that kid's father.
Okay, good. I was asking for you.
Yeah, I'll take another 3 minutes. So that's
I'd like
my
to know
son,
the name of the librarian that did this.
11 years old, and went to his library and found that by the entry door of our library, this is the smut that he is finding, all right? I don't care whether it's gay, straight, bisexual, whatever the terms are for all this stuff, doesn't need to be at our school. Doesn't need to be at my 11-year-old's library. And then, as far as genderqueer, I've got a son in the high school as well. All right? We do not need to be having literature that's showing I'm very, very frustrated about it, okay? And you may think that schools know the best for our children. You know who know the best for our children? The parents.
How do you even rationalize this? How do you even explain this? But you know what needs to be happening is that
the librarians or the teachers or whoever it is that brings the books, that brings this content into libraries and classrooms, they need to be put on stands and questioned and explain what it is that's motivating this. That's what's lacking here. So we've exposed how they show kids pornography. We've exposed how they're grooming children. We've exposed it all. Now the people doing it need to answer some questions as to why. I'd like to hear the explanation from whoever put a gay porn book in a elementary school library. I'd love to hear their reason why. Let's really get them to explain that. You need to be open-minded and tolerant of LGBTQ ideologies. You didn't answer my question. Why did you put a gay porn book in an elementary school library? But they hate you. Trans game developer launches first-person shooter where players kill anti-trans villains, including priests. Creator Sandra Moen claimed making the bloody game helped heal her from trauma. As a trans person, they hate you. They want your kid to be a sexual deviant, and they want you dead. And by the way, they're all mentally disturbed. We've got a new video. This is an older story. Woman who set herself on fire in Portland Park, remembered as a brilliant and tortured artist. And this was a far-left liberal, confused in her own sexuality. She couldn't decide if she was trans or not, lit herself on fire. But she's brilliant. She's so brilliant. And now it's happened again here. This is at UC Berkeley, another individual, leftist activist, lights himself on fire here in clip 17.
Fall on the floor!
You know, and are you listening to when, what do we do? Are we supposed to call someone? Like, what is this? Oh my God. And look, I mean, obviously that's a pretty wild situation to walk in on, but it's just like the videos. We see this all the time. Like the video where the guy's sitting there loading his gun, it jams, he takes a minute, and then he shoots a guy execution style in the streets. It's like people are so out of touch with humanity. They're so out of touch with the world we live in. You're sitting there watching a guy self-immolate, and you say, what do I do? Do I call somebody? Like, oh my gosh. Like, everybody's making fun of this girl. Her video goes viral because she, in a two-minute segment on a podcast, she says like about 50 times. And, I mean, really, she's just a reflection of generations raised by leftist liberal educators. And so you're not supposed to learn things. You're not supposed to be eloquent. You're not supposed to be successful. You're supposed to be a virtue signaling social justice warrior. And that's how you get ahead in life. Not being smart, not reading, not learning, not building, just being a victim. And that's why they convince these people, hey, go light yourself on fire. You're doing a good thing for the cause. Now, luckily, that individual survived with second and third degree burns. But just get used to it until the modern day mental illness of liberalism is addressed and stopped. This is just going to be normal activity now.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Remember, folks, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We are listener-supported. And so that's what allows us to have free speech here. And you know why they want to shut down so much. It's because of our free speech. They hate us so much. But we're listener-supported. And we sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com. So many, in fact, it's hard to even decide, hey, what great product should I tell the audience about today? I already told you about one of my favorites, Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Oh, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. Had another great night's sleep last night, thanks to Down and Out. Just knocked me right out.
Gotta love that. What? Not much better than a good night's sleep, you know? To get you revitalized for the day. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So if you have trouble sleeping, I'm telling you, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support is the solution. It has been for me. And don't forget, of course, Alex's book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, the signed copies, the final signed copies are on sale right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I got two more segments to get through this. I think I'll be able to, and I'm kind of split because there's so much other news to cover, but I almost want to take calls in response to the two main subjects of discussion, which is the coping mechanisms, the defense mechanisms of the mentally impaired liberals who were wrong about COVID-19, and instead of saying, okay, you know, we got it wrong or we got bad information, here's the real story, they blame Donald Trump, they blame Tucker Carlson, and they blame racism. This is their psychological coping mechanism, defense mechanism. It's what happens when you have a mental disability and you can't deal with the world in a rational way. And these people belong in mental institutions, but they're on television, they're in government, and they're destroying our country. We now live in an open-air mental institution. It's called the United States. And then, of course, just everything we're watching with the open grooming, sexual grooming of children now, like this. This is so sick. Lawsuit alleges New York teacher forced fifth grader to become transgender, causing suicidal thoughts. A New York teacher forced a prepubescent girl to become transgender without her parents' knowledge, and now the child was contemplating suicide. A lawsuit filed against Brookhaven Cosgrove School District alleges teacher Deborah Rosenquist manipulated a 9-year-old female student at Terryville Road Elementary School into becoming transgender by calling her Leo and using male pronouns to address her during the 2021-22 school year. I just can't even believe we're dealing with this. How deranged is that? How evil is that? How sick? How psychotic? And you know that's not the only case. Man. Southern California teacher arrested for secretly recording students in all-gender bathroom. I just can't even. Trans activist arrested after attacking Oklahoma State congressman and police officer. They're getting more deranged as the days go by. They're attacking people. They're grooming children. They're lighting themselves on fire. They need to be protected from themselves, folks. Like, discipline works. Might not work perfectly every time. It might not work every time. But discipline works. And you know, I'm glad I got disciplined when I was a kid. And I'm glad I got disciplined when I was a young adult. But when I would act up and when I would misbehave as a kid and I would get punished, I mean, I took a few belt whoopings. I took a few wooden spoon whoopings. Did my parents do that to me because they hated me? Or did my parents do that to me because they loved me? No, they did that to me because they loved me. And so, I come from a place of love when I'm saying these people need to be disciplined. If you're targeting children with your sexual agenda, you need to be disciplined. You need to be disciplined. I'm just going to leave it at that. But
It's just, it's only going to get worse, folks. That's the problem. It's, I mean, seriously, like, does a kid have to get raped in a bathroom? I mean, how bad does it have to get? That won't even do it. That'll happen, and that won't even stop this. Oh, that's right. It already did happen. And what did the school board do? They covered it up. And what did the FBI do? They investigated the parents as terrorists because they were upset that a little girl got raped in the bathroom by a trans boy or a trans girl. And so they covered it up because we don't want to hurt the trans agenda. We don't want to hurt the LGBTQ agenda. We don't want to hurt the pedophile agenda. So let's just cover that up. Canadian pastor gets violently removed from a child's drag queen story hour. I've got these videos. Folks, this is going to be some of the most disturbing stuff you've ever seen in your life. But we're going to air it right now. And we showed you yesterday. We had founders of Gays Against Groomers on the War Room yesterday, Jamie Mitchell, and we covered this with her. And now new videos are surfacing, and I think what's going on here now is these events are happening, and they've, what they've learned, what the pedophiles have learned is, hey, we can't promote these events anymore because we're getting caught. So now they're doing more of kind of the underground style events, where they have groups and email chains that they know it's safe to talk about how they want to sexualize and groom kids. And so they send out their little flyers and they send out their little notices and they rent back rooms and they rent basements and they rent these facilities. And it's all of these adults bringing their kids, and it's toddlers, it's infants. Again, we played the one video yesterday. But they've learned they can't promote this publicly anymore because they get shut down, they get exposed. A lot of the drag queen story readers are convicted pedophiles and child abusers, and then they just change their name so you can't do a background check, and now they're groping kids in a school. So we'll come back and we'll play maybe the most disgusting video definitely you'll see all day, but maybe all time. But this is what they've done now. They've taken it from, we're going to post Drag Queen Story Hour all over the place. We're going to market it on the internet. We're going to market it on the streets too. Okay, we can't do that anymore. It's showing what our real intentions are, and we're getting shut down. So now they want to go underground. But all that's caused is these events to be even worse. So when I tell you that we have grown men dressing up like women in sexual outfits, gimp outfits, leather daddy outfits, fake penises for toddlers and infants, you wouldn't even believe me. I'm going to show you the videos of this on the other side, and it's new videos of this exact thing now every day.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right. You know, we should probably even pull in the videos from yesterday, too. I mean, it's like, okay, we cover it, we move on, but maybe it's time we start compiling this stuff and putting it into files so we can just overwhelm the senses with this degeneracy, overwhelm the senses with this filth. So here you go. This is new video. And you're saying you covered this video yesterday. That was a separate video from a separate event. But no, we did cover the video yesterday of, I don't even know what they call it. I forget what they call it. Striptease for children, striptease for toddlers, and they market it as a sexual event for kids under 2 years old. And it's grown men in thongs and leather gimp suits that you see on the screen doing sex teases for infants. With fake penises and fake breasts and the whole thing. That was yesterday. So here's the new one today. Like, you can't even properly respond and discipline what's going on from this video before the next one comes out. And so here it is, drag queen, sexy time for kids and infants. This video has just surfaced. What is that?
how do you even explain that? How do you justify that? This is just utter madness. This is just utter degeneracy. This is just utter sickness. Child abuse. Now, let's just remember how we got here, shall we? Call it the slippery slope, but let's remember how we got to this point. They introduced drag queen story time for kids about 5 years ago. And it was nationwide and it was international. And at that time, they would actually take the sexual perverts, many of which had prior arrest records of child abuse, child porn, sex abuse, prostitution. We busted them in Texas. They got caught, multiple ones in Texas, reading to kids, getting access to kids, libraries, schools, you name it. They got caught. And so they kind of backed off a little bit. And then there were a bunch of protests and they canceled a lot of events. And so they kind of backed off. And now they've brought it back with increased velocity and aggression. Oh, it's just drag queen story time for kids. It's just grown men that want to dress as women and read to children. And how quickly that became drag queen sex stripper sex tease for kids. Am I not describing what you're seeing on the screen accurately here? But, you know, maybe that's why they love Zelensky so much. You know? Put the B-roll of clip 19 on the screen. And I was thinking about doing a whole push because there's so much of this Zelensky content out there of him doing porn jokes and doing penis jokes. And it's like that was his whole bit. You know, he was a TV comedian before he became the president. And his main bit was gay jokes and penis jokes and flashing his genitalia for the audience on television. That was his main joke. Now he's the president. Maybe that's why they like Zelensky so much. So I was thinking maybe we should just find, because there's dozens of these. Someone does need to put together a master compilation of all the different gay kink videos that Zelensky did before he became president, because it really just puts the whole thing into perspective. They want you to think Zelensky's a serious guy. He's a serious diplomat. He's a serious leader of Ukraine in this war. No, he's a gay kink comedian who is now going to be the president of Ukraine when it falls. And that's my fault if I don't want to send all my money to Ukraine. That's my fault if I don't want men and women from America to die in Ukraine. You know, I'm just curious. We've sent all the money to Ukraine. We got a bit of a situation in East Palestine. And I have a story on that today. Scientist slams EPA for not testing for cancer-causing chemical in East Palestine. And then the EPA was actually there yesterday, and they put out a video saying, I wouldn't put my kids anywhere near the water. Oh, that's funny you say that 3 weeks later. But I'm just curious. Is Ukraine going to send some money to the people in East Palestine to help them clean up? Right? I mean, certainly with all the help we've given Ukraine, it's going to be paid back, right? I mean, Ukraine owes us, right? They're going to help us out, right? No. No, it's a one-way street, isn't it? And that's how that just proves capitalism has failed. America has failed. Really? That we can just fund every war across the planet because we have so much money and wealth? I guess that's a failure. How are you going to support the war in Ukraine if we don't have any money or wealth or power that the left wants to take from us? But I'm sure Ukraine is going to pay it back, right? And I'm sure if America ever had a disaster, Ukraine would come to our aid. And I'm sure since we're being invaded now, the Ukrainians will come to support our southern border that's being invaded, right? That's how this works, right? Perhaps not, actually. Perhaps not. So here's what I want to do. I've got a bunch of other news, but
for the third hour today, I want to take your calls in response to the two main stories. And that's the left-wing defense coping mechanisms of blaming Trump and Tucker Carlson and racism because they got the COVID-19 story wrong. Or you can call in on this blatant, direct child abuse, sexual grooming of children that we've put on display. Now, to be clear, though, there is a bunch of other news that I'm just going to cover on the war room, like the developments in Ukraine and some other news. But I really want to flesh these two subjects out with the audience today. And just how do we deal with this? How do we respond to this? How do we survive this? How do we survive the American media lying to us, conning us, deceiving us, and then when they get caught, they blame you? How do we explain? How do we survive adult men pretending to be women and doing striptease sex shows for kids? How do you deal with that? How do you survive that as a culture? I want to take calls on this for the entire third hour. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And then I'm going to get to the rest of the news on the war room later today. But I mean, seriously, how do you deal with and survive an American media that consciously lies to you, and then when they get caught, they blame you? How do you survive a cultural phenomenon of sexualizing and abusing children with things like drag queen, strippy, sexy time for kids? How do you deal with these issues? How do you survive these issues? 877-789-2539. Let's keep it on those two topics, please. So we conclude the second hour of the Alex Jones Show today, entering the third hour with your phone calls. But again, you know, part of what makes InfoWars so special, it's not just me talking all day or Alex Jones or Harrison Smith covering the news. It's the human intelligence and you in the audience and using this mothership of communication to source out human intelligence as well as bringing the news. Next year's news today, next decade's news today, as InfoWars has been doing for 25 years. That's why they want us off the air. But we're listener supported. That's why we got to keep it on air. So shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep this mothership of communication against worldwide tyranny in orbit.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.